Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Chief McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Tuesday morning, 69 degrees. A Wichita woman is accused of trying to run over her husband and running into a business in the process.
Police spokesman Charlie Davidson says officers were called Saturday night to the report of a vehicle striking a building on East 2nd. Officers discovered that a 2014 Dodge Challenger had struck a building and found that the suspect and her 45-year-old husband were at the scene. No one was injured. Officer Davidson said the investigation determined that the 42-year-old woman tried multiple times to run over her husband before striking the business. Formal charges are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Some wildlife species that were previously absent or rare in Kansas are appearing more often now, including a mountain lion that was caught on video last month roaming through the Wichita area.
The mountain lion sighting continues a trend in recent decades that has brought an increased presence of wildlife, including elk, black bears, river otters, and armadillos, according to the Topeka Capital Journal. Some animal populations that had been reduced significantly by hunting have also gone from very rare to very abundant in Kansas, said Matt Peake, an Emporia-based wildlife research biologist for the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. Kansas went 103 years from 1904 to 2007 without any confirmed sightings of mountain lions. The state has since seen 36, including 12 last year and 3 this year, according to the Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism Agency.
That's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is getting reassurance from President Biden about his job status, while more evidence points to the coronavirus leaking from a lab. Fox's Peter Ducey has details.
Fauci has repeatedly demonstrated a history of moving goalposts when it comes to public health, withholding facts that don't conform with his own narrative, and issuing inappropriate personal judgments that distort the truth. But for now, Fauci's job is safe. Fauci's inbox early in the pandemic contained word that it's possible COVID-19 was not natural, but engineered, although experts don't think that means Fauci had bad intentions. Two experts now write in the Wall Street Journal, the scientific evidence points to the conclusion that the virus was developed in a laboratory, but the Chinese are withholding critical data from the World Health Organization.
Many health experts at the beginning of the pandemic claimed that the coronavirus came from a natural transmission.
A son is charged with killing his father at a grocery store in Tempe, Arizona.
A man arrested accused of stabbing his father to death in Tempe. Police were called to a Fry's near Rural and Ray and found a man with stab wounds. He later died at the hospital. The suspect, 20-year-old Joshua Fox, took off before police arrived and then crashed his car nearby. He later told police he'd been in an argument with his father before the stabbing happened, but said that he blacked out. He was taken into custody, charged with second-degree murder.
That's Fox's John Hook reporting.
A Florida man is accused of dragging the body of a pedestrian he struck with his car and then hiding most of the body.
The Florida Highway Patrol says the 32-year-old victim was walking along a road north of Tampa early Sunday when he was struck by a car driven by Joseph Strickland. The 28-year-old kept driving with the body on the car to a bait shop. He then left the victim behind the shop before calling his roommates to help push his car back to their house. Detectives say he told the roommates he hit a deer and then spray-painted over the damage, but the man's leg had been left behind on the side of the road, prompting a hit-and-run probe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some patchy areas of low clouds and dense fog, and that may hang around for a while this morning before moving on out. Sunny and 87 for the high later on today. Dry and quiet weather continues throughout the next several days. Our overnight low near 70. We warm up Wednesday to 90, 93 Thursday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy with fog, 69 degrees, an east wind at 6 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We're going to talk with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meister in just a moment. But Pete, if you would allow me just a personal and professional note for a moment. A friend of mine has passed away in Oklahoma, Charlie Cusack, who worked here in the Wichita market at KEYN with me when I was in my 20s, when I was a young kid. And Charlie was a rock jock, and went back to his native state of Oklahoma, where he worked at KOMA for many, many years. And he went under a medical procedure the other day, and his heart gave out. Charlie, big red-haired, curly-haired guy with a great sense of humor and a good guy. We hung out together a little bit. So passing of Charlie Cusack, one-time Wichita personality. He worked us here worked with me at KUAN with Don Hall was there and some guys like that. So we mourn his passing today. All right, 7:36 now. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meichner is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Steve and Ted.
Hello.
Steve, sorry about the passing of your friend, and then, of course, Don Hall as well. So,
Too bad. Life goes on. And how are you doing? Looks like we're coming out from under this pandemic cloud. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm out here at Doc's hangar, the Doc B-29 hangar, the annual Wichita prayer breakfast is going on in the background, and it is very crowded, and many people, people are so happy. A lot of people in the Wichita community here, and they're just happy to be together again.
Yeah.
And of course, with the Doc B-29 in the background, that's pretty impressive.
You know what, Pete, I've been reading actually a trilogy of books about the war in the Pacific and World War II. And when that B-29 came online, man alive, it changed the whole scope of the war out there in the Pacific and in Europe as well. But that is quite an airplane. And the history of that thing is really something. They had a crew of about nine or 11 guys in there with all the machine guns on it and everything. It's impressive. It's too bad. It's a darned expensive to take it up because I know what it takes. It's expensive to fly that thing, but gosh, it certainly is a cool thing to have in Wichita.
Yeah, it's worth even going through it while it's in the hangar. I mean that the front, the four or five of them that are in the front, and then the rear crew was in the back, and there's this there's this tunnel that they had to crawl back and forth because the belly of the plane was full of bombs.
Yeah.
And it was, so there was that. I wish I knew all my terms, but the bombardier, the gates would open, all those bombs would
way they'd go
empty out.
Yeah.
So those guys had to go back and forth. If I can indulge you, that's where they were on 8-hour missions, hour missions, 4 or 5 hours, and then 4 or 5 hours back, and so. All 8 of them. And so when one of them had to do something, that's where the can came in. There was a can in the way back, so they had to use the can, so to speak. That's where that term came from.
Yeah, one of the great advantages, first of all, they could bomb from very high altitudes in that plane.
Right.
And the other
right.
thing was that its range. I mean, like you said, several hundred miles or maybe 1,000 or more on one flight without retanking. So quite an airplane, quite an aircraft.
So amazing.
Having a prayer breakfast, what is the theme? What's the general theme? Is there something like that?
Well, yeah, they do this annually. They have a number of religious leaders up there and other leaders in the community and some electeds, and they just kind of just to come together for a breakfast and everybody just, believing in making the community better. And so it's really no formal agenda or no mission statement, so to speak. It's all really good. It's a good group there's probably 200 or 300 people here. So, it's been at Century 2, but they chose to do it at Dock, which is really
a little different.
Really nice.
It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Well, I'd heard it was called Pray for Pete. Is that not right?
Prayer.
Well, yeah, I listen intently in case they're throwing me a few extra credit, so to speak, or
good,
extra
good.
Juice.
Well, hey, we're grateful for your service, but I'm not sure we're that grateful. What do you have to say, Pete?
Well, the other thing before we get off is a little breaking news is this afternoon at about 4 o'clock, I'm going to be on a Zoom media roundtable with the CEO and the president of Amtrak. And Senator Moran's going to be joining us, and Senator Carolyn McGinn's going to join us, and the mayor from Ponca City, a couple people from Texas. But this is all about Amtrak's going to share their vision about connecting the Texas population through Oklahoma City up through Wichita to Newton and get the Southwest Chief to go on to Kansas City, Chicago. You kind of all know the story, but it's going to be a nice so we'll hear what Amtrak's vision is, and media will be allowed to attend and ask questions. So
are you optimistic that we will get passenger service through Wichita for the first time in so many, many years?
Yeah, since 79. I am, in that this transportation bill does include this transportation infrastructure bill that's being tossed around does have some funding for infrastructure of Amtrak services, and they feel that there's a bunch of cities, population cities, that need to be connected, and Wichita is we're fortunate, we're right along the corridor of what they want to do to connect. And so I think Wichita and Nashville and Las Vegas are the top three cities out of the top 50 that do not have Amtrak service today, so they really want to connect those population centers, us, Nashville, Las Vegas. So it's nice to be in that conversation.
We're getting word this morning from Reuters that Southwest Airlines orders an additional 34 additional Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. The MAX is coming back. Why don't you comment on that a little bit, Pete?
Well, you know, Mr. Gentile at Spirit, before the crash happened and then the pandemic, if you wanted to order a fuselage 737 MAX or otherwise, you were on a 7-year waiting list because of the world demand for commercial airlines. And then, you know, that dropped away. And so just the fact that we're coming back, you're already seeing these orders start to come back. So I think the days are going to be really bright future for Spirit and the 737 and the MAX. It's already bright for Textron and the private air industry, meaning private prop planes and jets and all shapes and sizes, because during the pandemic, people still needed to try to get business done. So there was a lot of private plane business going on, and they had a nice year, Textron did. And Spirit still struggled because they were shut down. But it's really glad to hear these people are dusting off those orders and coming back saying we need to order it. So it's good news.
All right. We'll let you get back to the donuts, and and have a good day. And we'll talk to you again next week, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meissner with Steve and Ted exclusively on Tuesday mornings here on KNSS.
He's at the prayer breakfast. He'll have a nice halo around his head.
Yeah. 7:43, Steven's Head coming up. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about some new work for Spirit. That's on the way. Steven's Head of the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.